Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our question and answer series, Dr. Bloom was finishing answering a listener's question concerning 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom finishes with his answer to this question. Then we will continue with more questions.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
There's Revelation 9, verses 20 and 21. And the rest of the men, which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils, and idols of gold, and silver, and brass, and stone, and of wood, which neither can see, nor hear, nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. We are told twice, these people did not repent. Is this talking about people who got saved in the tribulation and then decided to live in sin and be unrepentant? Or is this talking about lost people who refused to repent and believe the gospel? Well, it's the latter, of course. That's a no-brainer. Now, I have in no way exhausted this subject. One can go to wayoflife.org, www.wayoflife.org, and find much on the subject of repentance, as Dr. Cloud has written much in this area. Now, I think on this last issue, better than wondering what your pastor believes and perhaps being mistaken, talk to him directly. Ask if he believes that repentance is a work, as due penance would be that the Catholics do, or does he believe it is part of salvation? Now, he could be just simply whetting your appetite for the study, and he's kept back part. Now, I've known of professors who leave you hanging with something that is wrong but makes you dig to find correct answers. I've had this question one other time from a couple in another city that thought their pastor taught easy believism. When they asked him directly, he admitted that he did. Now, they did not raise a ruckus in the church. Rather, they began to pray earnestly that the Lord would remove him from the church. And sure enough, nearly 17 years after that man had become pastor of the church, he resigned within 6 months. Now, I'm not saying you should pray that way. I'm only relating what another person who contacted us went through. So, my friend, if you have a person who is a pastor and they tell you that repentance is not part of salvation, and you know better, then maybe that's not the church for you, and that's something for you to decide. And I would certainly not tell you to leave. These are things in which you make your own decision. By the way, let me say that about all these questions that I'm answering in this question-answer period, that what I say is what I believe, but ultimately, any decisions that are made on your part are made on your part. I do not make those decisions for you. Well, let's go back to our announcer and let him ask the next question.
Pastor Andy, a Florida listener, writes, "Do you teach racial intolerance? My sister has disowned her own niece, who has been like a daughter to her, because she has a boyfriend of a different race. This is causing much pain in our family, as we love our sister and have always been there for her. She will not come to my grandson's first birthday. I pray for her ignorance daily. What will she tell God at the judgment? I'm a Christian and have taught my children to never hate anyone. My daughter and her boyfriend are attending church together. Was not Moses married to a black Egyptian?
Well, my goodness, now this is an interesting question, is it not? And boy, I tell you what, about 20, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, this was a hot button issue. So I will try to answer this. Now, to answer your first question, no, we do not teach racial intolerance. We have some wonderful black families and young people in our church. Our bus ministry also picks up black children for Sunday school and church. In addition, we have Asian descent people in our midst as well. And so we even have some who are converted Jewish people. So I can say that we have all three of the children of Noah's in our church. You might say of those three racial lines. Now, by 2 Corinthians 6:14-18, I do preach that a saved person should not marry an unsaved person. And when they come to me and I find one is saved and the other one is not, I will not perform weddings in that case. Also, if they both claim to be saved, but one is divorced, but for something else besides the cause of fornication, then I will not perform the second wedding. And I have had people, even close relatives, call and ask me about getting married. And I've had to stand on this and say no, because the former marriage was not over fornication on the divorce. Now, I actually knew a theologian years ago who believed in separate but equal. Israel in the Old Testament was told not to intermarry. The belief standard goes back to when God separated the children of Noah. He gave specific instructions and prophecies concerning the three races. Now, actually, Asian and African come from Ham's line. The Jew comes from Shem, and while the Gentile comes from Japheth. Now, you study about them in part in Genesis 10 and 11. And when I say Gentile, you are not thinking perhaps all Gentiles. You're just thinking white man, and that'd probably be true if you're thinking of Japheth's line. But actually, Asians, Africans, are Ham's line. They're not Jews, so they would also be Gentiles in that respect. The idea is God wanted distinct lines and peoples and made them as such. Now, as I said, I believe that there are some people who hold to this doctrine very honestly, and they treat other races with great dignity. However, there are some people, I believe, who are simply prejudiced. I don't know anyone's heart to judge that very thing. But here's the point. If this is your sister's belief, and she believes it is of God, you would be asking her to go against her beliefs if she honestly feels this is a sin against God. She would not want to in any way show that she condones it. Now, I can see how you would view it as she is judging us. But I can see how she would feel you are judging her. Now, there are probably enough other get-togethers without the niece that she can still have fellowship with you and the others. Now, finally, let me say this. Moses was married to an Ethiopian woman, not an Egyptian woman. Again, that would be interracial. And when Moses' sister Miriam and his brother Aaron spoke against it, God was very displeased, and Miriam was struck with leprosy when she said derogatory things about Moses because he was married to an Ethiopian woman. Well, I hope that answers your questions. And again, I want to thank you for writing the Lamp and Light radio broadcast and feeling confident that we would try to answer your question honestly. And I know that whereas this may come from other states, maybe even other countries, some of these questions are true right where you live.
Pastor, a listener from the UK writes, I listened to a sermon you preached online in your church titled America, China, and the Tribulation, Part 1. I take it that you're an Arminian who does not believe in election. Is that right? You seem also to be aligned with Rick Warren's philosophy. What do you say? Also, will you allow my comments to be posted on your website? You also said you do not believe that some are predestined to hell while others are predestined to heaven. How do you reconcile your statement with Romans 9:11 and Romans 8:9, 18-23 and Acts 13:48b? And regarding Revelation 13:8 and Revelation 17:8 and Revelation 20:15. If one's name is not written in a book of life, they have no eternal life and are cast into the lake of fire. The names therein written before the foundation of the world, even before creation, would prove predestination to salvation of election, would it not? Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Again, Mr. Announcer, for this question, and what an interesting question from an internet listener from the UK. And so let me just go about this as he has answered me. Thank you for listening to the sermon audio main page to my sermon on America, China, and the Tribulation, Part 1. Now, let me just insert here for you that are listening today. If you go to www.sermonaudio.com, that line that leans to the right underneath the question mark on your computer keyboard, Central Baptist. Now that's sermonaudio.com/CENTRALBAPTIST. And you can find that sermon in the sermon library there on America, China, and the Tribulation, which is one that I preached in our church. As a matter of fact, that's part one. There's also a part two. Okay, so I go on to answer him. Although you may disagree, at least you listened and were kind enough to write a comment that showed disagreement without making it a personal attack. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.